T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, listen, let me tell you something. The power of the Instigators, hour number two, WGR 550 and MSG. So here we go. Ready? Russ. Hey, PK, since you killed it as an analyst the other night, the guys on the Instigators want to talk with you about if you will continue to play or hang them up to start the next chapter of your career. Somebody writes, can you help settle a bet between Andrew and Craig on the Instigators? Hey, PK, would you like to talk on their amazing radio show? Hey, PK, join the Instigators to settle a deep debate. Petey's car going to Old Man River. Oh, man. Oh, we have some of the best listeners, man. Someone throws the number out there. Board buddy, give Craig and Andrew Peters a jingle. Need to know how much jam you have left in the tank. Hey, PK, Andrew and Craig, have an interesting question for you. Come on, the Instigators. I really want to know who wins this bet. We have multiple. There's more. Like, I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah. I think he's got lots of game left in him. He's only 32 right now. He's going to be 33 at the end of next season. I think he's going to take that opportunity. I think he won't be in a situation that is contract, because it's so big right now. It will not hurt where he wants to play and where he wants to go. It can be a cap friendly deal. He's going to be in a good situation. He's going to put himself on one of the top five teams in the league. And I'm going to tell you, I think teams would love to have PK Subban.
Okay, listeners, we're putting it on you. Flood his inbox. I mean, I'm sure we could figure out a way to get to him to see if he'd come on. And I, you know, knowing the sport that he is, he'd be willing to do it. I would just rather be the power of the people out there, you know, the listeners, getting him on. But if you can do it, just keep flooding his inbox, and we'll see if we can have him on sometime. We'll move on to the Jack Talk, but with ESPN, you got to imagine that they're going to be looking to make a splash. And yes, they're hiring people already. Obviously, you've heard some names being tossed around, but PK Subban is as pop culture as you get when it comes to social media and content and videos and all of that. So we'll stick by more on that. But as talked about with Jack earlier in the show, we were talking about obviously Owen Power and his conversation about, you know, feeling like leaning toward going back to college. All these conversations, as Rivs pointed out, they all lead back to Jack Eichel. So Lance Lysowski in the Buffalo News had an article that went out, I think it was this morning, but I read it this morning. And there were questions. It was a mailbag. And one of the questions was, what do you see happening with the stalemate between Eichel and the Sabres? And Lance said, my prediction is the Sabres will grant Eichel permission to talk to teams that are interested in trading for him. This dialogue will be necessary because any team acquiring Eichel must feel comfortable with his preference to have the particular surgery he is seeking to repair his injured neck. So, Craig, is that the next step, would be letting Jack Eichel talk to other teams?
Yeah. I would think, I mean, this has been a very quiet situation. I think both sides apparently are looking to keep this behind closed doors, which I think is certainly the right thing to do. If both sides have come to an agreement that it is best that you grant other teams opportunity to talk to, at least talk to Jack's medical team, and make sure that the team that wants to, that's interested in Jack, feels comfortable about where he is medically. Yes, you have to do that. I think that's probably what's going on, or could be going on, is other teams are inquiring to make sure that they feel comfortable with what is the next step for Jack if they were to make a trade.
Just makes sense. It's almost too obvious of a step in the process. Do you think it's already happened? You think they're at that stage yet? I mean,
I don't know, but I think.
Yeah, I know you don't know.
Let's not look at it as Jack. Like, if I'm a team and I hear that Jack Eichel is up for grabs, then I'm going to be phoning Kevin Adams. And I'm sure there is many, many teams that have contacted Kevin to ask, listen, can I talk to the medical staff? Can I talk to Jack Eichel's agent? We would like, if we're going to even go down the road, then we need to know what we're dealing with his medical situation. And I think Kevin is probably going to be, listen, you know, do your due diligence, go and make the phone calls, do what you have to do. And we'll move from there. So I'm sure there's many, many teams that are in the same situation.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We're just talking about likely scenarios for Jack Eichel and this offseason. And if it sounds like it just, you know what the problem is, Riv, is that it just sounds like it's something that we talk about every single day. And it's almost like you feel like if someone tunes into the show, they're saying, man, they're talking about this again. Well, yeah, we're going to be talking about this until it happens. In my opinion, I think, you know, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
It just happens to be, in my opinion, but I feel like a lot of others as well, this situation the Sabres are in is probably one of the most interesting situations for any team in the four big sports, in my honest opinion. You know, you look at the number of avenues in which they can go, plus the number one pick. I mean, they have a coach they need to find. You know, I mean, there's still a coaching search going on. So
there is so much right now on, you know, Kevin's plate and his management, his management team. You know, you have to, you know, Sam Reinhart needs a contract. Is Sam Reinhart going to be back? Is he going to be a Buffalo Sabre? Or is this the time to move on from Sam because his value is at the highest it'll ever be?
Do you think they're kind of benefiting from all the Jack noise, being able to kind of manage Sam quietly behind the scenes?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
It's been a nice distraction for Sam, hasn't it?
It has. And, you know, you have Erasmus Dahlin, you know, a future on our defense. He needs contract. Entry-level contract's up. What do you do with him? Long-term contract, short-term contract, bridge deal. It'll be interesting to see numbers that come out of that situation. So there's a lot, you know, you're talking about the expansion draft. You're talking about the draft in general. There is so much that's going to happen in the next month, 2 months. It's a lot for Sabres fans. I mean, as much as it's been a very difficult situation for all of us to kind of, you know, go through some tough times, it's also really exciting. I mean, I find their excitement in you know, trying to continue to build something great here. And there will be something great here.
You know, there was a question here in the same article. We're talking about the Buffalo News article that Lance Lysowski, it's actually a tweet bag or a mailbag that he answered questions to. So someone named Kevin wrote, and it said, if the Sabres trade Eichel, what type of return would you prefer? Mostly prospects or a blend of young and experienced players? And Lance wrote, the Sabres need to acquire at least one experienced player in the trade. Adding leadership and veteran talent will enhance the development of Mittelstad, Cousins, and others. It will be difficult to sign that sort of player in free agency given the acquisition cost, and Buffalo isn't an attractive destination spot right now, which is right. But I feel like with all this talk and the neck and everything, and people saying, you know, are the Sabres going to have to take a lesser cost or a lesser return? And I don't necessarily think that's true, but I don't know how many pieces I need right now to insert right in my lineup, Craig. I mean, I know people want to see three players come back, and I've heard your trades and stuff with certain players. You hear Lafreniere, Keandre Miller, and then maybe a pick or something. And I mean, I don't know where I'm at, but I'm almost at a point where I'm prepared to just say, give me a really good player and two or three first round picks.
Yeah.
I think
the Jack Eichel trade for me is, and what I would be thinking about, and it's just my thought, is I need an A plus, not an A. I need an A plus prospect coming back. I don't know what organization it's coming from, but I am looking for an A plus prospect. And that is my number one thing that I'm looking at.
Is there a player in the league that you could ever see a deal being one for one for Jack? Is there a trade like that?
No. That's, the deal is not out there. There's not a deal out there at all for a one for one for Jack. There's none. Zero.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering because I'm trying to. Nor would I want one. I know, and I don't think I would either. I'm trying to prepare, because I don't. I don't want people to think that it's going to be some mega splash coming back the other way, and I could be sitting here saying there's a deal I would accept that only involved two pieces. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are trades like that where I'm sitting there saying, okay, I will take just those two pieces alone. I don't even need anything. Pardon?
There's a deal. I'm not kidding you when I say this. And I sit in my basement on my couch,
I'm taking the deal.
Lafreniere and Keandre Miller. I would think about taking that deal. I would try and sweeten the deal. I would try and sweeten the deal on our side, because I would want to try and get a goaltender. Gorgiev, who is going to be their backup, because they have
Shesterkin.
Okay, he is their number one guy. He is their future. Now you have Georgiev, who's 25 years old, who is a very, very good goaltender. I would try and make a trade where, if, you know, I would be looking for my A-plus prospect, and that's Lafreniere, and I would be looking for an A, B plus prospect in Keandre Miller, and I would be looking for a goaltender for Jack Eichel and something else that we would probably have to give up.
I'm sitting here thinking people want four or five pieces, and I'm just thinking I don't.
Four or five pieces makes your I don't even want to use the use rebuild, because we are not rebuilding. We are restructuring the cupboard. Okay, we're changing pieces. Jack is an elite player. We will never get a player like Jack in the trade. Jack is going to be the primary piece. Now what you need to do is you need to try and get an A plus piece back. You need to You need to get something back from an organization that they absolutely do not want to give up. Okay. But at the same time, that organization says, how many times in the history of the game have players like Jack Eichel come up at the age of 24? They don't. Never happens. It hasn't happened in 20 years. That being said, we need an A-plus prospect so we can exhale and say, we're getting a surefire player that's going to be a great player. And we don't know the ceiling of that player yet, but we know he's going to be very good. And I think you have to have pieces beyond that, because Jack Eichel is, you know, we didn't know how good Jack Eichel was going to be, but 6 years later into his career, we know that he is a top five or six center in the National Hockey League. He is a top 15 player in the world right now. So we should be able to get a solid return back.
He has been as high as a top five or six player in the world a couple of years ago. He was. There's no questions. He was arguably, if the Sabres sneak into the playoffs a couple of years ago,
yeah,
he is.
Well, before they started the season in January on the 15th, Jack Eichel was ranked number five, a five top center in the world. Top five center in the world. Now, he had a really tough season, had some injuries to deal with, and the whole shoot match. We all know what happened here. That being said, before that season, he was a top five center in the world. That automatically puts him at a top 10, top 15 player in the world.
Yes.
He's incredible. He's an incredible player. That being said, we will have to maximize pieces. We will not get, you're never going to get back another Jack Eichel, but we don't know what we can get by building multiple pieces to make our team stronger.
You could get back multiple pieces that make your team better.
Yep.
Instigators, WGR550 and MSG. Are you going to ask Luke Tuck who he's rooting for?
Yes.
Our next guest is a draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens in the second round, and his name is Luke Tuck, and his brother Alex, who I'm sure you've heard Craig trade for in this show a thousand times, plays for the Vegas Golden Knights, if you didn't know that, and they will be facing off against the Montreal Canadiens game one tonight. Who's a kid supposed to say he's rooting for when asked by the media? Are you rooting for your brother, or are you rooting for the team that drafted you? Because everyone knows that when you're drafted, that team that drafts you, that's your new favorite team. And everyone knows that Montreal Canadiens fans would literally sell their kids for the Habs to win a cup. Quite the predicament for this kid. Let's find out what he says. He's coming up next on the Instigators. Goes to BU, second round draft pick, came through the NTDP. And I believe we will see him in the NHL one day. Luke Tuck going to join us next year. Let's get it. WGR 550 and MSG's from up the road in Syracuse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
So if you're an 18-year-old kid and you're drafted into the NHL, well, now 19, but you're 18-year-old kid and you're drafted into the NHL, and Big Brother rolls into town to play against the team that drafted you, who do you root for, and why do you have to answer that question? Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. And it is a treat. I'm not going to say honor, Luke. because you're just coming from an arm workout. Just arms today, eh, Riv? Just arms.
How do you even answer? How do you answer when you said to this young man, hey, did you work out this morning? Yeah, I did. What'd you work on? Oh, we did arms. I've never in all my life have heard a hockey player say that I just did arms.
He didn't say arms, ladies and gentlemen. Craig is being a jerk. What's going on, Luke? What's happening?
Not much. How's it going, guys?
I'm dealing with this Monday. Guy on a daily basis. Craig on a Monday, Luke, it's probably like a leg day on a Monday. You know what I mean?
That's the worst.
It is the worst. How are you doing? Let's tell everybody, first of all, what was college hockey like this year with COVID? Luke Tuck here goes to BU and played his first season last year with the Terriers. And what was it like? You know, obviously it's your first year, so you don't know what normalcy feels like in college hockey, but just from what teammates said and what your experience was it what you thought it would be when you signed up to go to BU a few years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously, with the fans not being there, it was definitely tough. We only played 16 games, but my previous year at the US program, we played 18 college games. So we played BU, North Dakota, some of those higher end colleges, and kind of gave me a little taste of it.
So you like playing in front of fans. Everybody does. Did you think it would change the way that it did? Like, I mean, did you think it would have an impact on the game the way that it did? Watching games, it's hard to watch games without fans.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of college hockey. I think the camaraderie with, the students, the passionate fans. And I've talked to a lot of students that go to BU that I don't play sports that I became friends with. And a big part of the reason they went to BU is because the hockey program. And when I heard that, I was like, that is crazy. But at the same time, you see Boston and BU, what they produce and all the schools around it, and especially the Beanpot and some of those bigger tournaments are really great for the city.
What'd you think of the workload?
I got to ask this before this is a hockey show, but I'm really curious because I've never really asked a young man that's gone to college. How is the academic part? Like Petey this morning started to talk about most hockey players are taking basket weaving. did you take basket weaving? And how was your year, school-wise?
It was good. BU's a tough school. So I took four classes, two are online and two are in person, but I opted to just take all of them online since, BU's on Commonwealth. So it's like a 35-minute walk to one of my classes. So I decided to save the legs for practice. But I'm not really sure how it would compare to in-person classes, but I think the difficulty was there, but I was able to manage it really well.
Instigators, we're talking with Luke Tuck, second round draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens, and his brother is Alex Tuck. I don't think I need to give Alex an introduction. If you've listened to the show, I think you've heard Craig rave about him many times on a daily basis here. But so Luke, you're in a pretty interesting situation here, right? So I'm not going to allow Craig to ask you the obvious question, but you have your big brother Alex not rolling into Montreal, but they're going to be playing Montreal in the third round of the playoffs here. You being a draft pick of the Montreal Canadiens, I mean, what kind of rivalry does this have inside of your house? Is there one? As we're showing a video of you right now being drafted as you were in the hotel. And is there a rivalry? Is there any kind of, let's go Habs in your household, so to speak?
Yeah, I'd say so. I've been texting my brother and calling him quite a bit, just picking his brain about some stuff in the playoffs. And, I wouldn't have really thought it would come to this, but I think it's amazing, seeing the team I got picked by this year and Alex, the success that he has had in the playoffs so far. I think it's great. And, tonight's definitely going to be a barn burner. And I think my parents are going to be watching, obviously. So there definitely is a little bit, I want to say tension, but rivalry for sure.
That's and the funny true. Thing is, I look at that picture. It's an amazing picture. I think we all remember our draft day and I don't even know if it was like, there's so not pressure, but it was like almost a relief when you heard your name come out. And I look at your brother, I look at your sister, I just look at the smiles on their face, like obviously a very close family. But from what I hear, the best athlete in the family is your sister.
Yeah, well, she's a stud of an athlete for sure.
Now she is, what sport does she play?
Well, we're twins. So she was in school this past year. She went to Oswego State. She didn't play any sports there. She was focusing on her academics. But in high school, she was a hell of an athlete. You know, she played everything growing up. So her main sports were field hockey and lacrosse. And she was a stud for sure. And she was a beast.
Craig, are there any questions you want to ask Luke? I mean, well, let me ask you this. I hinted that about who you're rooting for. But Riv, like, what's a kid supposed to say? Like, tell Luke what's in a media market like Montreal. Luke gets asked a question. Let's say we had the audacity to actually put him on the spot and ask him that question. Which, shame on you if you do that. But
no. But I'll ask him right now. Like, who do you want to win the Stanley Cup?
And how should he answer that?
Who do you want to win this series?
How should he answer that?
Vegas Golden Knights or the Montreal Canadiens? You're drafted to the Montreal Canadiens. You got a brother playing on the Golden Knights. They're going in the conference finals. Who are you cheering for?
Well, I'm not really going to answer that question, Rev.
Rev, come on.
Hold on. Let me write that down.
Yeah, write it down.
Let me write that down.
You guys can use your imagination.
Cheering for Vegas.
You know, the thing is, though, it's hard, isn't it, Luke? Like you think, and I was saying to Luke the other day, Riv, I'm like, you know, you're going to be asked that question. You're going to be asked that question, and someone is going to take it, and they're going to, I could see it on a Montreal headline right now, because they don't care. They don't care about the kid. They care about how many clicks they get. I could see it now. American Habs draft prospect rooting for brother in conference finals. Boom. Have you had tweets already blown up your inbox? I said you did, but I thought you had some fans messaging you saying you better be rooting for the Habs.
Yeah, I've gotten quite a bit so far on Twitter and my Instagram. So it's been kind of cool to look at. I think it's cool, but I'm not really commenting on the series. And, you know, I'm a prospect of Montreal, and I don't think it's really my part to say and who to root for.
Well, yeah, but how cool would it be, though?
You don't have to cheer for Vegas Golden Knights. You're going to cheer for your brother. You want your brother to win Stanley Cup, and that's the way it is. If I was playing against my brother, then there's something different. Then it's, I don't want my brother to win because I want to win. Okay, but it's okay to say that you're cheering for your brother. That's natural. And you know, guess what? You're in Montreal limelight. They are going to spin whatever they want, but at the end of the day, your brother's your brother, and you've guys grown up together, and you want to see him have success. And that's the
coolest thing, though, too, is it. You see, you're in an interesting spot, Luke, where things can be twisted, but you're also in a win-win because, you know, if Montreal loses, your brother advances. But if your brother loses, the team that drafted you advances to the Stanley Cup final. I mean, so it's one of those scenarios where you don't lose either way, but it's just unfortunate. See, what we're teaching you right now, Luke, is the power of media and how guys like us, me and Rev, can screw you over in a heartbeat, right? We can try to end your career if we wanted to, but you know, we're not guys like that, but they are out there. So just make sure you're careful. But what do you do think about the playoffs so far, Luke? What do you think about
a treat?
Yeah. Do you think your style of play, do you think the style of play that you bring to the table is a style of play that will be beneficial to a team down the road in games like this?
Yeah, I think so. My big, powerful power forward style and kind of that grit translates, I'd say, to the playoffs. And, you know, seeing these teams go at it and with the fans especially has been super special to watch. And, you know, some of the series coming up, Vegas, Montreal, and Tampa Islanders, like last night's game was cool to watch, especially with all the fans too.
Do you follow Montreal a lot, like since you've been drafted?
Like how much hockey do you watch?
Yeah,
I watch hockey every night. I mean, my parents have it on every night. I mean, there's been, what was it, in the regular season there was a game on every night.
Hey Craig, start rifling off some old Montreal players, see if he's heard of them or knows who they are, guys that he needs to know when he gets there. Yvonne Cornwaye, you ever heard of him?
No.
You ever?
What?
Luke, that's worse than saying you're rooting for your brother. Luke.
I honestly, I think that we should stop that part of the interview right now because...
Yeah, you're making me look cool. No,
his age is going to know who Yvonne Cornwaye is.
Right? I do not know who the Roadrunner is. This is ridiculous.
Oh, the Roadrunner. Oh, my God. I didn't even know he was the Roadrunner. Instigators, WGR 550.
How do you know who the Roadrunner is? You know who the Pocket Rocket is?
That's sure. Maurice.
No.
No, that's Henry. Henry Richard is the Pocket Rocket. That's the brother, right?
Yeah. The Pocket Rocket is Henri Richard.
Yeah.
The Rocket is...
Is what?
Maurice Richard.
They're all brothers, right?
Luke, tell us this.
Do did not show up to training camp without doing some work.
Hey, did you play against Owen Power this year? Did you play Michigan?
I did not. I played with him growing up. Played against them all growing up, and then I didn't play against him in juniors at all.
What can you tell us about him?
Oh, he's a stud for sure. He's a real deal. Big guy, you know, he's like a Nick Lidstrom.
Nick Lidstrom, the Nick greatest Lidstrom. Defenseman of all time.
You just threw that out like it was like really easy to say Nick Lidstrom.
I'd say that's a player comparison for him. He can skate, you know, he's got the hockey sense. He's a really good player.
Nick Lidstrom.
Yeah.
Did you watch a lot of Nick Lidstrom? Where are you getting that comparison from? That's unbelievable, and it's bold.
Give me a comparison.
Because Craig wants to trade the first overall pick. Hey, Luke, Craig wants to trade number one pick. I'm like, you're insane. You're insane. It's not a Connor McDavid. I'm like, you guys are absolute.
Okay, let me ask you this question. How old are you, Luke?
19.
Did you ever play against Quentin Byfield?
Yeah, I played against him. I was on the same spring team for him for a little bit, yeah.
Okay, what do you think of him?
Really good player. Really good player. I mean, what do you want me to say about
comparison. You said Nick Lidstrom from Owen Power. I need
Power? I mean, do you want me to compare the two players or?
No, I don't want you to compare because they're apples and oranges. One's a forward, one's a D. We got one guy that looks like Nick Lidstrom. What do we got for Quentin Byfield? I know he's 6'4". I know he's like 220 pounds. Like what is his projection in this league?
I'm not really too sure his player comparison. I think, didn't he say like Malkin or someone? I'm not too sure.
That's not too bad either. It's not too bad either.
I mean, these, like when you compare yourself to a player, you compare yourself to a really good player. You don't compare yourself to. I'm not saying there's bad players in the NHL, but
yeah,
you know,
who do you compare yourself to?
Like a Jamie Benn. I've heard some people say like Blake Coleman type of style.
We'll take it. How's your brother's house in Vegas?
It's gorgeous.
You've really been out there? You going out there?
I went out last month. Saw two games.
Does it have a pool?
Yep.
No, it doesn't have a pool. Have you? Hey, honestly, don't tell anybody, but is he giving you like $100,000 or anything yet? I played with a guy who had siblings. I played with a guy who had siblings and he was making a ton of money. And at Christmas, he bought them Forerunners and gave them each $100,000.
Wow. That's a lot of money. Yeah,
your brother made more than he did. Just saying.
I'm definitely not getting that, but he treats us well for sure.
I bet. What's on the workout agenda for today?
I just have to skate later. Yeah, arms.
Summer classes?
Yeah, I take one class Monday, Wednesdays.
Is it mandated through the program that you do summer classes, or is that something that your mom and dad make you do?
They kind of mandate it. They highly recommend it. So the BU does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You a candidate for the Hobie next year? We're not talking to see, Luke, you're too humble for that. I can't put you on the spot for that, buddy.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But seriously, how good is your team going to be next year?
Really good, I think. I definitely think we made a big stride from 2 years ago to last year. You know, we have a lot of good freshmen coming in, and our captain's staying, and a couple of the older guys are. So really good leadership group, and we're going to have some big depth to our team. So it's going to be a special year.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye out for you, buddy. Good luck. I'll be chatting with you soon here, real soon. But thanks for coming on with us today. You know, again, reminder, don't ever tell anybody who you're rooting for. Just keep it Montreal always, baby. It's always Montreal, right? Right, Luke?
Absolutely.
Go Habs, go. And I did him a favor. I said Montreal is going to beat Vegas in this series. Last week I said it. I said the Habs are going to win. I'm sorry, Luke. I'm sorry. Spread the word. Spread the word to Vegas.
But they're apologizing to me.
They're not going to figure out Carey Price. I'm apologizing to your parents and your brother Alex. Instigators, we got to go. Thanks for your time today, kid.
Of course, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We'll be back. Final segment, things that Craig won't care about. 23 years ago today, what happened? What happened? I'll tell you all about it. Maybe one of the biggest sporting moments in history. Stick around, more to come.
Resorts and casinos. Nothing else comes close.
23 years ago today. First of all, thanks to Luke Tuck, and that was a lot of fun. Look, who do you root for? What a brutal situation for someone to be in, and you know, like it's funny. I told him, I said, someone's going to want to talk to you and interview you and ask you, and just be ready to rock and roll. Unfortunately, it had to be Craig that threw the question out of the guy that knows the Montreal media the best. But you're a realist, Craig. You would never hold it against a kid like that for saying, oh, I mean, I'm just a draft pick right now. I'm rooting for my brother. I mean, it's a no-brainer. No-brainer. If you can't
understand, he should be cheering for his brother. This is ridiculous. How we're even how like I understand. You know, someone's going to interview Luke Tuck, and he's going to maybe he doesn't answer the question. Maybe he just says no. You know, I'm not going to answer that question, sort of thing. But in all reality, he wants his brother to win. That's it. Yeah.
Fair enough. And he should never, that should never be held against anybody like that in that situation.
Yeah, for sure.
23 years ago today, Michael Jordan plays his final game with the Bulls, and he hits that shot against the Utah Jazz where everyone thought he pushed off. I think it was Russell. We've all watched The Last Dance, and he sinks that shot, and it's a jumper.
Iconic shot.
Iconic shot.
We'll be watching that shot. If you watch the NBA or any elite sports channel, you know, where they have commercials or something, you're going to be watching that shot for decades to come.
Bob Costas says right after he hits the shot too, he said, that might be the last shot we ever see Michael Jordan take in the NBA. And it was, but it was just an unbelievable moment. I remember watching the game, but I don't remember details from the game. The Last Dance brought a lot of that back. I probably watched more basketball in the last 2 months with my son than I've ever watched, because I haven't watched basketball since the Jordan years and maybe LeBron's college or high school days.
Scottie Pippen, I mean, Dennis Rodman, the players that they had on that Bulls team, it was just incredible. And then the teams – give credit to the teams that played against Michael Jordan. That playing against the Detroit Pistons with Bill Laimbeer. I love Bill Laimbeer. What a dirty, dirty, dirty player. But, oh, man, it was incredible watching basketball back then. I've lost my interest in it a little bit in the last number of years. I haven't
So have I, but my son loves it.
You're back.
My son loves, and I'm back, and I'm watching some of these new young players, and there are – like Trae Young, you've got this kid, John Morant with the Memphis Grizzlies. These guys are unbelievable players. Yeah. I mean, you turn it on and you don't need to know anything about basketball. When you see these guys play, you literally can tell they're the best players on the court because they have the ball number one and they can shimmy shake through anybody. It's incredible. Marty Biron with us tomorrow. Game one, Habs Vegas tonight. And lots more action to cover this week. Stick around. We'll be back tomorrow. One Bills Live next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.